Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud. I'm Tim Peter, and this, of course, is your source for the expertise your small business needs. So we have a great show for you today. I'm really excited. There are a lot of things to talk about. And I want to lead off with an email. We got an email from Kyle in California. And Kyle asks, and I'm paraphrasing, but he basically says, Vine is this new video service that's attached to Twitter. And what's the deal? How can I use it for my marketing? Well, Kyle, I'm the kind of guy who, when you ask him what time it is, I like to tell you how to build a watch. So we're going to answer your question, but in a long and winding road. Well, not a super long winding road, because we only podcast for about 12 minutes every week. But over the course of the next handful of minutes, I'm going to talk a little bit about this. And as I do, what I really want to start with is the fact that we talk a lot about the social, local, mobile web, and or as it's typically known, SOLOMO, right? Which I always refer to as the stupid but useful word of the day. There is another version of SOLOMO, though, and it's SOLOMOFO, which is social, local, mobile, photo. And I had a piece up on Biznology, in December or something, talking about the fact that there is a whole trend that nobody seems to be paying attention to when it comes to the web, and that is the visual side. That is photos. It is videos. So Vine is this service that Twitter has that allows you to put up these short 6-second videos for your brand or for your business or for your personal use about stuff that's going on. And what people are starting to do is they're starting to look at video and they're starting to look at images and they're starting to look at pictures and they're starting to look at all of this stuff as an integral part of the web experience. Right? The web has historically been a text-based medium. You may know this, you may not know this, but the web itself actually is HTTP, right? You know, remember when you used to type in web addresses and you used to type in http://www.timpeter.com, for instance, which is a really good site to go to, by the way. Well, the HTTP stood for Hypertext Transport Protocol. Actually still does. But I mean, it just goes to show that the web itself is all about text, or has been all about text. And increasingly, the web is really all about images, or heavily about images. For instance, Google just introduced an enhancement to local search, which they call the carousel, where you now see images associated with every search result, and you can scroll through them. Now, they've had this for a while on tablets, and I'm going to come back to this in just a moment, but they've had it on tablets and mobile devices for a while, and now it's going to happen for all local searches. We have things like Vine, which I'm going to come back to, again, because I don't want to ignore Kyle's question. We have things like Instagram. And the fact that Instagram actually just today introduced the ability for people to upload videos. And the fact that places like Facebook actually get 300 million photos uploaded every single day. Now, I don't know about you, but 300 million seems like a really, really big number to me. Kind of a huge number. And I said we would come back to mobile. I want you to think about the fact that look at the size of mobile phones that are coming out these days. I just got a Google Nexus 4 to play around with, to test Android with. I've had an iPhone for a while. Obviously, the iPhone 5 has a bigger screen. My Android device now has a 4.7-inch screen. Obviously, you've got things like what are called phablets, these phone tablets, you know, things that are 5-inch or 6-inch screens that are too big to be a phone, but a little small for a tablet. think about what those big screens are for. They're for consuming images, and they're for consuming video in many, many, many cases. So what this shows you is that imagery has become really important. The faux component of solo mofo has become really a big deal. I'm sorry, it makes me chuckle every time. It's a stupid word, but it makes me laugh. The point being that, you know, imagery is huge. And that actually is not meant to be a play on words, but it's true in both senses, because the bigger your images are, the better chance they have, the better success you have at having them actually work for you. So if you look at what's happening with web design, if you look at what's happening with e-commerce sites and the way they're handling images, they're getting ginormous. I was on Zappos the other day, and the pictures of these shoes are huge, huge, huge. If you look at the Zappos app, which I'm a big fan of, again, the images are giant on your mobile device or on your tablet. And what people like Amazon and people like Zappos and all those folks seem really understand is how important images are to selling the product. If you look at hotel websites these days, obviously, I think you all know I do a lot of work in the hotel space. If you look at hotel websites, the homepage is often nothing more than an image, you know, and then maybe some stuff overlaid with a little bit of information or, you know, a search box or things like that. So imagery is becoming an enormous component. And so the takeaway for you, and Kyle, this starts to get to the answer to your question, is you want to start to incorporate images into what you do for your customers. So I think you all know I'm a big fan of Tumblr. Tumblr is a heavily, heavily image-heavy social site and blogging platform and the like. But it's really built around people sharing the content. And I actually wrote a post on Bizology about a month ago, 2 months ago, that talked about the fact that one of the things that makes content shareable is a strong visual component, is something that people can grasp easily. In this case, a picture really is worth 1,000 words. So Vine, to get to Kyle's question, allows you to do the same thing, but with very brief videos. And the point is, how you would use it from a marketing standpoint is going to vary by business. So it's kind of tough to answer the question spot on. But the idea is, how can you use video? How can you incorporate quick, memorable little videos into your story, into your brand story, that help your customer understand you more effectively? So when you're looking at things like Vine, and I'm a little mixed on Vine, I think there are businesses for whom it makes a lot of sense. I think it is far more brand focused right now than it is commerce focused. But the idea is you're going to want to use it to tell a little story about your brand, or to give your fans and your friends and your followers on social networks something that they can share. The idea is, how do you use these images to tell a story about your brand and give your customers something that they're going to feel good about sharing? That's really the key. So as you look at these items, that's what you're looking for. And if you're interested in using Vine, what you want to do with it is tell a story. Give your customers something that they can share. Give them something that they will enjoy and that resonates with them and speaks to what makes your brand distinct and unique and interesting to them. So I would suggest you, just as I always do, right? Do a core and explore. First, update your photos. If you have photos on your website about your products or about your services or about the things that you do, it's probably a good time to explore whether or not they are big enough, whether they are detailed enough, whether they are crisp enough, how they look when they fill a full screen. Look to see if they can fill a full screen, specifically on mobile, but also on desktop. And then start looking at, once you take care of the core first, and core is going to be imagery, then look to say, okay, can I use Vine to tell an interesting story and give my fans and friends and followers something that they'll want to share, something that they'll want to explore, something that they'll want to spend some time with? And if the answer is yes, and you've got a good number of Twitter followers who can help you promote that and help you share that, then I would say absolutely, go ahead and go for it. And if not, I would say sit back a little bit and let others learn first. But in all cases, I would take my good friend Mike Moran's advice and do it wrong quickly. Test it, see if it works. Do what I always recommend when you're going to test something. Understand what your objectives are up front. Understand what you expect to get out of it. And then measure to see if you're actually achieving that. And if you can do that, then you can determine for yourself whether or not Vine makes sense for you. So glancing at the clock on the wall, we are about out of time, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up for this week. As ever, I want to thank you for tuning in and remind you, you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/blog. Look for the podcast link and subscribe there. Or subscribe in iTunes by doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud. Or, as Kyle did, you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. And with that, I hope you have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you real soon, right back here on Thinks Out Loud. Bye, everybody.